Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the embarrassment continues. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, this one, 329.5 million people tolerate this, and he embarrasses the American people in the face of the world. Check this out.
Return to the hollow ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives were stolen in the genocide, and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
Listen,
honor those we lost.
To keep,
I will once more
I'll
return
one
to
more
the hollow
time.
Ground of Yad Shevet Vashem.
Folks, he can't even read. He's brain
Jewish
dead.
Jewish lives were stolen in the genocide, and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust.
To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust. This is what the said, the man that they want you to believe to be the President of the United States of America just said. Okay, just thought I'd share that with you real quick. Folks, before we get to the show today, their lives are a lot shorter than they may think. I'm going to get to that, folks. I'm going to give you a real quick history lesson at the half-hour mark concerning useful idiots. Because those useful idiots that think that they're just doing their job, what they don't realize is they're the first people to be lined up and shot, history teaches us, when their masters no longer need them. We've been covering quite a bit of scripture over the last couple of days, namely, if we willfully sin, there no longer remains a sacrifice for our sins. And we covered it extensively yesterday. And I'm going to let it just sit on you one more day because we're going to take it to the next stage tomorrow. I want to get to people asking the question, too, what about King David and Bathsheba? Well, here, let me just drop this on you really quick concerning willful sin. And understanding that King David was a man after God's own heart, people need to put into scriptural perspective and keep things in context. But if you look at Psalm 51, verse 17, now most people are saying about King David and his sin with Bathsheba. Was it willful? Absolutely it was willful. From A to Z, it was willful. But let me ask you the question. Was he born again of the Spirit of God at that particular time? Because the first thing that comes to my aid, scripturally, is that of Psalm 51, 17, where it tells us in 51, verse 17, that the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. That is the fruit of King David's sin. Okay? And then he says, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. So he knew the Holy Spirit. We know that Acts 5:32 tells us the Holy Spirit's only given unto those that obey. Okay, so with that said, let's take it to the next level tomorrow, okay? Yesterday we've been talking about willful sin, and Jesus, in his grace, taught go and sin no more. And it's amazing how men in America especially try to excuse their sin. They look for a false grace to cover their sin when that grace does not exist in any sense of the word when it comes to Scripture. Now, the Bible does say, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes. While we were sinners, right? We didn't know that we were sinners until the law of God came in and showed us our sin before God, Romans 3:20, which thereby the Holy Ghost used in John 16, starting in verse 8, to bring about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to bring about what? A born-again experience by the Holy Ghost in which he has wrought. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. And also understand, folks, that when you're born again of the Spirit, you're going to produce fruits of repentance. That, again, is found in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Okay? So, with that said, line upon line, precept upon precept, I'm going to bring you to the next level tomorrow. And in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and keep my hand on your head while you're underwater. Because that's what the Holy Ghost does, is he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And keep in mind, when you're born again of the Spirit, all things old, listen to me carefully, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Okay? There is the fruit of the born-again experience right then and there. It's not nothing that man can put his hand to make it work. It's a will of the Holy Ghost and the Lord God in Jesus' name that brings that about. Well, Bradley, you just said that you're going to keep your hand on our head and keep us underwater. I am, because that's what the Holy Ghost does in the process of convicting of sin and bringing about conversions. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. I'll give you the parable here. A young man sought out an Indian guru who took him to a river, and after wading in the water, the young man allowed the gentle-speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface, thinking that he was being baptized. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hand tense and hold him under the water. He struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind, and no matter how hard he battled, the strong arms of the old man held him under the cold water. Adrenaline pumped through his terrified body. He must get air or die, and suddenly the man let go, and he burst through the water's surface. He couldn't understand why the guru would do such a thing, or senseless thing, or so he thought. The old man raised his hand to calm him and said, "When you yearn for God as much as you crave for oxygen, then and only then will you find him." That's exactly right. How true it is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If the work of the Holy Ghost is beginning a good work into you, friends, rest assured this is exactly what it is. The violent take it by force, and you are beginning to cry out because you have been now locked into that cage where the key's been thrown away, and the only way that you're going to escape is through faith in Jesus Christ. And what causes you to cry out? What he is working in you. And that which he has begun in you, friends, consider this, he is also going to finish that work. He has begun a good work in you. We'll finish it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just dropped something here. So we're going to get to more of that tomorrow, taking it line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm going to come back. I'm going to show you a couple things going on in the United States right now and worldwide. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get to their lives are a lot shorter than they may think. A lot of you people out there thinking that all these useful idiots are just doing whatever they want to do. It's temporary. Rest assured. It's going to be short-lived. Let me show you the history of useful idiots really quick. That will come up at the half-hour mark. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomics.
It's pretty low, guys.
Are you searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomics' special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M. MIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do just that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top of the page, and when you go to the top of the page, you will see SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to that Rumble feed. Also, if you'd like to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, we're there at the top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Friends, I want to get to this because, again, I want to get to the main topic. I'm actually looking forward to it. But what I want to do is I want to show you the unabashedness of some people in this country. And we're seeing more and more and more and more of this. They're unashamed of anything and everything that they do. And this, again, is the fruit of a lawless society. And, folks, I want to interject the word love as well, because the Bible says that the work of workers of iniquity, it's taking place because of the love of many waxeth cold. And if we understand Scripture, love is the fulfilling of the law. And here's the deal. What I'm about ready to show you is the fruit of someone that people apparently don't love enough to actually tell her the truth and what she is doing when she's breaking the law. I hope you understood that, because I perfectly did. This is a woman. She's a news anchor. And I just kind of want you to piece it together as you're listening to her, as you're watching her, because she's committing a big no-no on live TV. And I'm going to go ahead and play that for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Emma, for that report. You know, the exhibit is open until August, so you can still check that out. Discover Schenectady. You should really check that out. They do so many good things in Schenectady. The leaders there, they are hopeful that that exhibit's going to bring even more events and exhibits to the area in the future.
A little too much
and
to
so
drink, you think?
Tonight is we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area and across the, you know, the area. In the nation. Let me tell you about this. A four-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is clinging to life after shooting in Ohio. More than 50 million people across the country's southeast are under warnings for excessive heat. And boy,
this is a news anchor.
105 degrees
in
Texas today. I just spoke with my mother. That's what she's dealing with. It's a major heat wave. And it is it's just hitting everywhere. We're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region. I mean, let me tell you about that. These areas are reaching such areas. I mean, it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, they're not expected. It has happened. Like, you don't need us telling you that it's bad. It's like...
That is a news anchor, friends. This is a New York TV anchor who shocked viewers as she slurred her words and appeared intoxicated during her evening broadcast. Do you think she's intoxicated? Really? Oh my goodness. There's another definition in exhibition, friends, of a useful idiot. Without shame, no doubt. Ooh, my goodness. The Axios reported that the DOJ sues Arizona. I want you to listen carefully, friends. The Department of Justice in America is suing Arizona over a law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. This is not a foreigner doing this to you, Americans. It's those acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, no doubt. Here, let me give you that headline one more time. What's wrong with America? Well, you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives their own guilt. If the American people don't want to be the law, then guess what? The lawless are going to take over, and it's exactly what they're doing. The Department of, let me add, Injustice is suing Arizona over a law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Folks, we've also seen this in the state of Minnesota. We've seen this across the United States. The governors in the said representatives in each state that are committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, premised on what? Luke 22:48, who have sold you down the river, are attacking your laws and tearing them down and making way for illegals to come in. So much so that where the said representatives are now attacking the law that prevents the illegals coming into America and doing it in the first place. Is this insane? Yep, but it's what's happening, and it's been going on for a long time here. Good justice. We have a judge striking down a Los Angeles school vaccine mandate is illegal. And it is illegal because there's no constitutional or delegated authority given to those representatives in doing so. It blocks it from segregating kids into independent study. And that's exactly what they want to do. They're setting the kids up for the fall. And there's no doubt that's exactly what they're doing. And it's what they've been doing for a long, long time in this country. I want to show you a couple more things here, friends, before we hit the main topic. The Washington Post just reported, and just as I said, and this is the reason I said Roe versus Wade and the allegation that they overturned it, which they never had the authority to actually enforce it. From the get-go, 63 million babies later, I told you just hold on to this whole thing, and I said it several times, and this is exactly why, because we just seen the same thing in Louisiana a couple days ago. And what am I talking about? Texas abortion provider Alan Braid will reopen clinics in Illinois and in New Mexico. Okay, well, they turned it over to the states, right? And it belongs to them. Yeah, but you forgot about the Fifth Amendment. You forgot about the Declaration of Independence, where they have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You forgot about the law, statutory law, God's moral law, premised in common law that says, thou shalt not kill. Is this insane, friends? It absolutely is. This is what I was showing you just a couple days ago. Louisiana judge blocks state from enforcing abortion ban. Then remove the judge. And then prosecute the judge. Therein lies the answer. Hey, folks, I can talk about 15. Here, let's just go to a tree. Look at the trunk. I can talk about all the branches on the tree, but until Americans lay the axe to the root of the tree, through obedience to God, and bringing justice upon the heads of those that are advocating that which is illegal in this country, and dropping that tree through justice, this is going to continue on. And as I shared with you yesterday, friends, you can rest assured for every drop of blood that's spilt in this country, you can ask Manasseh about it, you can ask anybody else that has done or been a partaker of shedding innocent blood, God will require every single drop of blood by the people that are guilty for shedding that blood, accomplices or the ones that are actually executing the innocent. They're both guilty before God. But it goes on, friends. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed, just as I suspected that it wouldn't be changing. Wanted to highlight this, too. This is the Daily Alert Giant. Folks, I don't know the credibility of this site, but some of the stuff I do know is credible. They just seem to be a website that's throwing stuff out there because they want their ad campaign money to come in because they got so many ads, it sickens me. But another church hit in horrific arson attack. Folks, this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did to the synagogues. And for those that haven't figured it out again, I need to go back to Mr. Mengele, the angel of death. When he was in Germany, he was the one that was guilty of committing heinous crimes against children and pregnant women and innocent victims all the way through. They called him the angel of death. After the war, somehow or another, he was smuggled into Argentina, and guess what he became there? They called it abortion doctor. And it's interesting, after the Second World War, the world cried out against the crimes of that of Joseph Mengele and what he was responsible for. But going back to the churches and making my point here, friends, he's the guy that said, if you're a new-time listener, listen carefully, first-time listener, keep in mind, he's the guy that said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe that we're doing it to you. And here we are. And here we are. Now they're attacking churches, friends. And we all knew that this was coming. If anybody's paying attention to what's going on, friends, we know who's responsible for all of this. This is self-inflicting. Folks, read Numbers 32:23. Also keep in mind, friends, this is not a foreign enemy doing it to us. This is those that have been tolerated by the American people that are operating in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution because they are working for special interest groups that are doing their biddings in destroying this country. Oh, it includes themselves. These useful idiots just don't know that yet, and that's exactly what we're going to get to in just a couple minutes here. I'm going to take Bob from Tyler, Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I got about 30 seconds, so make your point, Bob.
I've got $274. 274 platform resolutions in the Texas GOP, platform.
Okay.
And I would like you to associate a Bible verse with each one of them. And for each one that you do, I will mail you by UPS mail.
Hang on, Bob. I'm going to pull you up on the other side. Got a hard break. Just hold on 1 second. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia has drawn criticism because of the country's human rights violations. In Jerusalem, the president said he has never been silent about human rights. Appearing on Fox News, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reacts to the president's remarks.
Joe Biden should stop condemning and trying to ostracize their de facto leader, Mohammed bin Salman, and work with them to bring down the price of oil here for Americans' families here at home.
He says the Biden administration also needs to ramp up domestic oil production. The nation's unemployment lines are getting a little bit longer. The Labor Department reporting 244,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the week before. USA Radio News. World War II Medal of Honor recipient Woody Williams is lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol after he passed away in June. Williams was the last living Medal of Honor recipient from that war, receiving the honor for his service during the Battle of Iwo Jima. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praises Williams for his service during the battle.
He was a force of nature on the battlefield. At Iwo Jima, Woody marched through a hailstorm of gunfire, single-handedly destroying 7 enemy positions.
Williams joined 6 other Americans who received that particular honor at the Capitol after they passed away. Uber is facing more allegations.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's take Bob back up from Tyler, Texas. Bob, you're challenging me, and I'm going to take you up on your challenge, but I got one question for you. How much time do I have to fulfill my obligations?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, that sounds fair because I'm going to be on the road again. We're going to be in Michigan and in Ohio, and then we come home for a couple days, Bob, and then I fly out to Tennessee. I'll have about 3 hours on that plane, about 2.5 hours on that plane. I'll take you up on that, my friend. I will do whatever I need to do to help you in the process of doing what it is that you need to do.
Okay, let me state it concisely. The okay. Texas platform has 274 items. I would love for you to relate each of those to a Bible verse.
Okay.
I think you're the only one I know that can do it. I love you more than anything. I wanted to send you money anyway.
Thank you, Bob.
This is the way I can do it. I need to get your – can you give me your guy to give me your mailing address, and I'm going to send you a check right now.
You know what? I don't even care about the money. I do appreciate your support, but I do want to let you know that that's not why I'm doing it. But if you want to support, I totally appreciate it, just to be fair. But I will.
Okay.
Can I get you to do this, Bob? Can I get you to write down this number really quick and then call me at about 3:05, and we'll get everything squared away to and get it sent off?
Okay.
866-1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I will talk to you in 30 minutes, my friend.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Bob. What a sweet guy. Boy, I felt that. Bob, big high five, big hug. Totally appreciate you. There's a lot of sincere people out there. I've heard from Bob several times now, and every time I hear from him, he always puts a smile on my face as he, in the process, breaks my heart a little bit more and more. I think he's just, the Lord's just using him to tenderize me, isn't he, guys? All of you that just think Bradley Dean is just this hard-headed hammer dropper. Now, you have no idea who I am if that's the case. I just love the Lord. Hey, to whom much is forgiven loves much. Maybe I just love more than most people do. Because I suspect in many cases that's probably what it is. So let's get over to this, because I want to talk about the warning of the history of the useful idiots. Most people will say, well, Bradley, you've talked about the useful idiots. Yes, I have. Well, some people act like the useful idiots are not being useful idiots anymore. No, they're still being used. I mean, just turn on Fox News, just turn on CNN, just turn on MSNBC, ABC, CBS News. Turn them on. Go down and get your local newspaper, friends. That's the work of useful idiots that think that they're just doing their job when, in fact, they all the well, in most cases, know exactly what they're doing. They're paid to lie. They're paid to betray the public. And what they don't realize is they're the ones that are being set up in the process of betraying their own people. This is insanity. Let me give you the history of useful idiots, okay? The political jargon of a useful idiot is derogatory, and it's a derogatory term for a person perceived as propagandizing. That's what they are. And if it wasn't, folks, let me ask you, then where is there ever reference made to the word or the Constitution and the enumerated laws to bring to justice the bad guys? No, we see they're working for the bad guys. They're working to cover for the bad guys. That's the history of these useful idiots. But it's a derogatory term for a person perceived as propagandizing for a cause without fully comprehending. That's right. Without fully comprehending the cause's goal and who is cynically used by the cause's leader. You want me to say that again? And this is so good. They're setting themselves up for the fall. Hey, Proverbs 13:13 tells us, friends, he who despiseth the word of God, listen carefully. This applies to all of us. He who despiseth the word of God, listen to me carefully, all of us, destroyeth his own soul. And as long as the American people let the useful idiots go on in their propagandizing, you better understand that there's a temporary life and there's an eternal life. And due to the fact that our time is short here, the Lord told us in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 that we are to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And what is he talking about? Well, if you just go back to Ephesians 5:13, what does he tell us? Here, I'm going to give it to you exactly. Ephesians, live radio, folks. I'm thinking 11, sorry. 5:11, forgive me. The Bible tells us, previous to redeeming the time for the days are evil, it tells us that in Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Well, in this case, they're lying on purpose, so we have to be the law and condemn them for their crimes, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So going on, the useful idiot and his treasonous ways, just think about this, the useful idiots, they lie, they steal, and even kill for the purpose of making money, say they. Or as many of them may say that they are just doing their job, as I've already highlighted, all the while knowing that what they are doing has nothing to do with their job. They know that they are breaking the law. In many cases, the useful idiot is blind and willfully so, especially when it comes to reason. Their senses or even their natural inclinations given unto them by God have been seared and purposely so. If you go to 1 Timothy 4:2, it talks about how they have seared their consciences. That's what they've done. Not realizing at that point that they have gone too far. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something, especially when it comes to the useful idiots and those that give them a pass to act out in propagandizing that which is illegal. For the sin that you allow or the sin that you're guilty of in these particular cases produce death, Romans 6:23. Let me say it this way. Sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay. And it just may keep you forever if you don't repent. Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21. Mark 1, 17. Okay? You're playing with your eternal life is what you're doing, regardless of where you go. And some people will say, well, I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in heaven. Well, you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? The fact of the matter is the Word is the Word. And when you look to the Word and study the Word, you can see the immutability of the Word of God, the unchangeableness. You can see the testimony of the Word by studying history and studying the present. Because we see that the Word of God is true at every given step of the way. And either we're going to take heed to it or we're not. And for those that refuse to take heed to the Word of God, you do it temporal and eternal. Okay? That's the truth of the matter. We're going to reap what we sow. You will find that useful idiots in the mainstream media. You'll find them in churches. Oh, I just seen one this morning. A woman talking about the prophet has spoken. And they were talking about how they all in the church needed to sow $1,500 apiece. And this harlot, she goes on and says, I was just going to say what the prophet has spoken. And she kept walking around in front of all the people. The prophet has spoken. The prophet has spoken. The prophet read my minds. All of us need to sow $1,500. Doesn't the Bible say that those that preach gain is godliness, that you're to withdraw from such? Yeah, it does say that. Didn't Jesus over and over and over again warn us of covetousness? Yep. As a matter of fact, when you go to Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, it condemns covetousness. Do you understand? And wasn't it Jesus that said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul, and yet people work their whole lives trying to gain the world as if to deceive themselves into believing that they're going to take something with them when they go? The only place that you're going when you take your last breath, righteous and or unrighteous, is you are going to stand up before my Father, you're going to stand up before the captain of my salvation, and you are going to bend your knee and you are going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, like it or not. Don't sit there and tell me about what you don't believe. I can tell by your lifestyle, the choices that you make as to whom you do believe, and you believe your father, the devil, because you act just like him in many cases. John 8:44. I don't believe in all of that stuff. No, it's called idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. You want to serve yourself. You want to pretend as if God is not there. That's called being willfully blind. And in some cases, using the word reason is an enemy to faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We know in whom has died for us. We know in whom we have believed. And that's why we go on in our faith, because he is who he says he is. And we follow him who is the head of all principality and power and might and dominion. He who is seated at the right hand of our heavenly Father right now, who is alive forevermore. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The devil, hey, all of you that might say, I don't believe, the Bible tells us in the book of James that the devils believe and tremble. You're not stupider than the devils, are you? Oh, Bradley, I better get this right. I better think right here. Yeah, you better think right. Maybe you better think. Because we're talking about eternity. 140,000 people every day die. Unannounced to them, they die. They didn't know that they were going to die, but they died. How many people stand before God unexpectedly? Whoa! I remember in high school, a teenager went out to Wisconsin. He was kind of a popular kid. I didn't much like him because he was leading people the wrong direction. I even knew that when I was in the seventh grade. And I remember he got killed. I remember the week, I remember the Friday that he left, and I remember on Monday, everybody in school was dead quiet because he died. He went out and he wanted to go ahead and play with the devil, and he paid the price. See, that's what the enemy comes to do. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, just like the useful idiots. We're going to come right back to this, because they're in the churches, politics, agencies, local governments, education, civil rights advocators. The list goes on. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, before we get back to the main topic here, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Before we get going here, as you well know, during the first segment, I played a piece of that of Joe Biden, the one that they want you to believe is the President of the United States of America by voter fraud. Interestingly enough, he said to keep alive the truth and the honor of the Holocaust. I played that audio video for you. And then I also took the time, and I'm going to make the time, to let you know that Epoch Times just sent out a news alert. And it is Barack Obama, right? The worst president in the history of the world, said Donald Trump, who did absolutely nothing about the crimes of a Barack Obama. Obama's now in play again, just like Hillary Clinton is. You remember the one that they were going to bring forth as special prosecutor? Remember Donald Trump said that and nothing went down with Hillary neither? Obama just rebuked the ex-White House doctor for questioning Biden's mental health. See, this, they're going to stay out there and they're going to keep attacking you and keep attacking you and keep attacking you until the people say no more. America needs to repent. Period. Also wanted to highlight this. I highlighted this during the second segment, that the DOJ is suing, the Department of Justice is suing Arizona over law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. You can't make that out. They're telling you that they are the criminals. I wanted to equate that to this. The New York Times, another propaganda outlet. I do have good rapport with some of the people over there, just for the record. January 6th panel, right, the one that they're keeping alive, January 6th panel will turn over evidence on fake electors to guess who? To the Justice Department. Look at the fruit of that Justice Department, Americans. That's turning it over to the fox in the chicken coop, is what it is. You're not going to get justice. They're going to keep January 6th alive as they continuously press their agenda in making you out to be the domestic terrorists in America. And remember, it doesn't apply to those that mean to conquer America coming in from the Middle East. It has nothing to do with the sodomites, has nothing to do with the communists, it has nothing to do with illegals coming into the United States. It has everything to do with those that hold to the Word of God and hold to the U.S. Constitution. You're the problem. Okay? And it's not going to stop, Americans, love you enough to tell you the truth. It's not going to stop until the people put a stop to it. Period. Isaiah 26, verse 9. So let's get back to this. I was just highlighting the fact that the warning that I'm giving is to the history of the useful idiots, because what history teaches us, well, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Because I want you to understand that you're going to find useful idiots in the mainstream media. We already know about those. You find them in the churches. Folks, I have literally preached 2,500 times, and I'm moving in on the 3,000 mark. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. Publicly, I have preached 2,500 to 3,000 times. And I have got to tell you, folks, the majority of the churches that I preach in, the majority of what I preach holding to the Word is a conviction to those that are leading up those churches, the spiritual overseers. And I'm not going to get into all of this, but I'll tell you, if you want to know what the problem is, look at the useful idiots, namely, scripturally, the hirelings in the churches, because that's exactly what they are. Many of them are in the wrong position. Many of them do have calls, but again, they're playing the pastor. They're leading from the back when they should be leading from the front, because they're called to be apostolic. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. Put that up against the New Testament also, and Ephesians 4:11. Okay? I mean, they're in the wrong place. And a lot of these people are just there babysitting the people because they want to pay for the churches that they're building. And it's interesting, it's their project, and then they have the audacity to say it's God's project. Yet, what are they doing? They're kissing up to man to make sure that they don't lose the money to finish the project that they themselves started. That's not what we're called to do. We're called to slay sin. We're not called to play with it, friends. That's our job. And if you have a preacher that everybody loves, I strongly recommend that you find another church right now. Because that which is highly admonished among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Let me bring it over to the Prince of Preachers when he said, the church that the world loves the most, Spurgeon rightly said in his scriptural wisdom and spiritual understanding, is the church that God hates the most. That's exactly right. Joel Olstein, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis. Don't forget about the Grahams neither, friends. They're in that pot as well. And don't forget, they're appointed, they're controlled opposition. You've seen what Franklin Graham just did over the last 5 years, friends. We knew what his dad did for five decades. How many administrations was he a part of? And he did absolutely nothing to stop the progression of the demoralization of America, from abortion to homosexuality. The list goes on. He had the opportunity to do that. I've got video of him and George Bush. George Bush and Barbara Bush talking about how Billy Graham used to swim in their back pool naked at the White House. Weird, weird stuff. The man receives a star from the warlocks and the witches and the pedophiles and the sodomites in Hollywood. Hey, the Bible's clear when it says the world will love its own. And I also want to say to those that don't understand Scripture yet, go to Luke 6:36. What does it say? Luke 6:36 talks about how false prophets were what? I'm just thinking about something that's right around that. Hang on. I'm sorry, not 6:36, 26. See, that's why I double check sometimes here, friends. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. That's right. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, What did they say of Jesus? Many said that he was a good man. Many said that he deceived the people. You know what the church of the day did, friends? The Pharisees, they called Jesus the devil, Beelzebub. That's not what they were ever saying about the likes of a Billy Graham. And notice how Billy was always right next to the president. That's how you control the sheeple, friends. Again, just for the record, back to that of, and we were just highlighting the fact that the hirelings are in the churches. I'm sorry, the useful idiots are in the churches. They're in politics. Everybody knows that. They're in these agencies. Yep. They're just being used. Local governments, education, we see that majorly through the NEA. And they're useful idiots. Civil rights advocates, many of them are useful idiots. And what's interesting, friends, is we see those all over the place. You got Oprah Winfrey, you got Colin Kaepernick, you got Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. Folks, they're all a bunch of wannabes, and they're being used to their own demise and the demise of those that take heed to their garbage, their propaganda. Now, I want to say to the useful idiots think that they are playing games, but their end game is not good. Read Ecclesiastes 8:11. You know what? I'm going to go to that one as well because I think it is that important to highlight it. Because, again, most people don't know what it says, and I shoot scripture from the hip all the time through the word of knowledge, but I want people to hear what it says in Ecclesiastes 8:11. Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. That's a useful idiot. Those are those that are daring the justice of God and playing with his mercy. See, they continue on in their scheming, not realizing that if they are paid to lie, to steal, and even kill, John 10, just like their father, sooner or later, and in some cases later, they will be betrayed by their masters as well. They fail to understand those that have them lying, stealing, and killing that they're going to turn on them sooner or later as well. But that's the history of useful idiots. When the useful idiot comes to the realization that they have been used, in many cases, it's too late. Listen carefully to me, those that are going on in your sin and have not yet repented. Because you're a useful idiot as well. Because you're playing with the fruit of which brings forth death. And what is the end of those that commit sin? Well, the Bible says if you go on in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. And Jesus said that there's a place called hell that he talked about 54 times from Genesis all the way to Book of Revelation. Okay, now you're not supposed to be afraid of hell. You're supposed to fear the Lord, Luke 12:4. And I know that there's a hellfire preachers, but I'm here to tell you, you better get away from that church too because it's not scriptural. Hell is the place where people go that reject the mercy of Christ and the grace of Christ. Okay, that's what that is. I want you to listen carefully as I end this show. Russian defector Yuri Bezmenov stated, the useful idiots, they're called leftists, as they are called, who are idealistically believing in the beauty of the socialist, Soviet, communist, or whatever system, when they get disillusioned, they become the worst enemies. That's why my KGB instructor specifically made the point, never bother with the leftists. Forget about these political prostitutes. He said, aim higher. They serve a purpose only at the stage of destabilization of a nation. Your leftists in the United States, he said, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, he said, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize a nation. And when their job is completed, they are the first ones lined up and shot.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.